Sivian, Simen, Nunvo. Let us start the Ramo in the beginning of Sif Aleph. The Ramo says, V'lo Yafsik, that when one says Yehei Shmei Rabo, V'lo Yafsik ben Yehei Shmei Rabo l'mavorach. There should not be a hefsik between Yehei Shmei Rabo to Mavorach. That means it should be said together, Yehei Shmei Rabo Mavorach. Hagos Oshri b'shem Erzerua Kosa v'l'peirish Rishin lo yafsik ben Shmei l'Rabo. According to the first pshat, one should not be mafsik between Shmei l'Rabo v'l'peirish Ri and lahafsik ben Rabo l'mavora. Now, as we had mentioned yesterday, we'll just briefly say over again, there's a machlekes, the machzor vitri, and the Ri, how we translate this sentence, Yehei Shmei Rabo Mavorach. The Machzor Vitri learned Pshat that Bemison, there are two bakoshes, two tefillahs over here. The first tefillah is Yehei Shem Yudke Rabo. Shmei is spelled Shin Mem Yud in the Hei. And really, it's two words. It's Shem Yudke. We have been mispalo that the Mohemes Amolek had brought about that Ein Hashem Sholem, Ein Akise Sholem. We do not see, there's a Hester upon him in the Briah. We do not see the Hanhoga of the Rabbeinu Sholeilam. And this continues till Mechias Amolek. And then we will be Zeichad as a Tikkun HaSholem. And that's what we're mispalel for. Yehei Shem Yudke Rabo. That the Shem Yudke should become complete. That means at the present time, Ein HaShem Sholem. It's Yudke. And Lassid Lovay will be the Shem Bishlei Musay Yudke Vovke. So that is the Tfilah Yehei Shmei Rabo. According to the Machzor Vitri, we're finished. That's one bakoshe. Mevorach la'olam lo me'omai is a second bakoshe. That the Rabbeinu Shalom should be mevorach la'olam lo me'omai should be mevorach and all the elamis. That's a second bakoshe. So according to the Machzor Vitri, one has to make sure he should not make a hefsek between Shmei Terabo, because that is the Bakoshe. Yehei Shem Yudkei Rabo. Between Rabo and Mevorach, you could make a hefsek, and because it's a different Bakoshe. One because Yehei Shem Yudkei Rabo, and then Mevorach, La'olam Alom Yomai. That is the Machzor Vitri. The Shitas Hori is that Yehei Shmei Rabo it's Veloshan Arami, so Shmoi, which is Loshan HaKodesh, Barami is Shmei. So Yehei Shmei Rabba means Shmoi HaGodol. Yehei Shmei Rabba, but I didn't say what should be with Shmoi HaGodol. Mevorach. So according to the Ri, one should not make a hefsek between Yehei Shmei Rabo to Mevorach, because I didn't say anything yet. Yehei Shmei Agodol, what? So I have to say Mevorach. So according to the Ri, I'm not permitted to be mafsek between the Rabo and Mevorach, because it's a tefillah that Shmei Agodol should be Mevorach. That's according to the Ri. According to the Machzor Vitri, I'm not allowed to be mafsik between Yehei, Shmei, and Rabo. But Kert, because that is the bracha, Yehei, Shem, Yudke, Rabo. Now, let us go back to the Loshon of the Rabo. Now, let's see the Rabo. Now, V'lo yafsik ben Yehei, Shmei, Rabo, l'mevorech. Now, the Rabo says, you should not be mafsik from the beginning to Mevorach. Now, because the reason of the Ramo holds like the Ri, so it's one big sentence. So from Yehei Shmei, Yehei Shmei Rabo means Yehei Shmei HaGodol Mevorach. So the whole sentence should be, you can stop later, we're talking about sticker. So you can stop later after Mavorach. About Kaponim Yesh Merab Mavorach is one sentence that should not be said with sticker main time. That's what the Ramah says. Now, the Makor of the Ramah is, he's saying as follows. Dagos Oshri B'Shemer Zeruakos of the Peiro Yishlish and Layavsik Ben Shmeir L'Rabba. Dagos Oshri brings an Er Zerua that according to the Machzevitri, you shouldn't be Mavsik between Shmeir L'Rabba, because according to the Machzevitri, the Abakosha Yehei Shem Yudkei Rabba. She shouldn't be Mavsik B'Shtike Ben Shmeir L'Rabba. Well, the Perish Ri, and he says, according to the Ri, Ein Mamsik Bein Rabba L'Mavorach. You shouldn't be Mamsik Bein Rabba L'Mavorach. So now the Ramah says, according to the Ri, and the Ramah Paschal's like, we're not Bein Rabba L'Mavorach. The whole thing, you shouldn't be Mamsik. Yeish Mei Rabba L'Mavorach, because it's one big sentence. That's what he's saying. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah, B'lo Yavsik, I'm a Prima Godin. He should be said straight. It's not necessary to say it in one breath, but al kaponim it should flow, the sentence should flow. That's what the Ramos Machadish. It's all one big sentence. Not the way the Zeruah says, Be'rabo le'mavor, he shouldn't be mafsik. From Yehei Shmei, you shouldn't be mafsik already, because it's all one sentence. Fine. Now let's go a little further. V'lano is oisoi b'keil rom. Now, the Yehei Shmei Rabo should be said b'keil rom. Sh'ayidei ze mis'ayre ha'kavone. So what do we accomplish with a keil rom? The first thing we accomplished is that it said with kavone, the keil is moir and the kavone, number one. And number two, vayidei keil ze misbatlin gzeirais kosheks. That means it seems the keil rom is a murdike koyach of this maim of Yehesh Merabe. And through the Keil Rom, it's because then the Mevatel Gzeir is cautious. O Mikol Mokim Leitein Toilais Gedoilais, but he shouldn't say it very, very loud, she is loited to all of the Adam, because people will ridicule him, and by saying it so loud, the Yigreim Lahem Chait. And through this, will be going on that they're doing an Aveira. That means he's machshul them. That means, theoretically, if he wants to say, Bechol koicha yehesh mei rabon, he has a loud voice and it's murdered. Theoretically, there'd be nothing wrong with this. But al kaponim, it may make an impression by other people that something's a little wrong with him. And they'll ridicule him and they'll laugh about him. So he was machshul them. By doing it with a chayt, so therefore he should not do this with this chashben. The Dirsha brings down something very interesting. He brings down like this: Halacha is brought down later that it's brought down later when a person makes a broche. Reuven makes a broche and Shimon answers Amen on the broche, so Shimon should not be louder, the Omein of Shimon should not be louder than the Brocha of Reuven. And we learned this out from the Posik. Gadlu Lashem Iti, Nereimo Shemoi Yachtov, together. So that means, so when I say a Brocha and you'll answer, Gadlu Lashem Iti, Nereimo Shemoi, we'll do it together. So from there it seems that the Oine and the Mavorich are on the same pitch, on the same level. That is by a Birchas HaShvach. So you, God will, you, I'm saying the Broche, and you're saying Omein, that's And through that, Nereimosh Mayachtov, so this is Al Kaponim, should be the same level of sound. But over here, Yehesh Mei Rabba, Ulmai says, like we'll see soon, when Omein Yehesh Mei Rabba Mavorach Lo'olam Lo'olam Yomai is best from two different things. Omein goes on before. Yiskavu Yiskadish, Bo'olma Dibroch Yerusei, Bechayechen, Yemechen, Bagor, Vizmankov. So here we're speaking about the Yiskadol, the Yiskadish should be Bechayechen, Yemechen, it should all be Zeichet to live. And when to see this being the sky and but it should be Bagol of Isman Korif. That's one Bakoshe, we answer Omein. So this we answer Omein on the Iskado be Iskadish. Fine. Afterwards, there's something new, Yehesh Mei Rabo, which is a Bakoshe, Yehesh Mei Rabo, that Lemaise, that we should be Zoyche, the Tikkun HaSholem, Mechiyas Ambolei, that's a Muyodike Bakoshe. This Bakosha we can scream. Here there's no din of Yachtov. Here there's no din of Yachtov. Yachtov is if he said Yistadol, I say Omein. That's Al Kaponim. This is a Bakosha. A Bakosha, what is permitted to the Moira Rachmei Shemayim on this Bakosha. Fine. Now let us go a little further. Let's see. So now we're on Simin Nun Vov. We're in the middle of Sif Aleph. And the second line on page 178 of the Mechaba, in the middle of the line, Ulihishtadol lohutz kidei lishmoya kaddish. And a person should run in order to be able to hear kaddish. That means if he would be walking, he won't make it. He knows that there are punktlich minyan, and if he's going to walk, he'll miss the Kaddish. So it's worthwhile to run. Perhaps it's not as a bekovedik to run in the middle of the street. No. The shtadol lozutz, he should run kedei lishmoya Kaddish. Because it's a mura bekezach. Grad, I have in my Siddur Mosek Midvash, he brings down a Zohar HaKadosh, a very interesting Zohar HaKadosh, that there was a young bocher, I don't know, he was pretty young, and he was on a roof, and they were saying Kaddish in the shul, and he jumped off the roof to be able to answer Kaddish. And there was a person who saw this, and they made a declaration. Jumped off the roof to say Kaddish, to hear the Tehillah to answer Kaddish. So he had a daughter to marry off. He didn't have the faintest idea who this bocher is, but he made a miracle. If this bocher holds that it's kedai to jump off a roof, I'm not talking about Empire State Building, but Al-Kaponim, it was a roof which was, he in order to answer Kaddish, he made a miracle on him. And he said he had a daughter to marry off. This is going to be his aid. He doesn't know him from Adam. But Al Kaponim, if he sees such an hogger, this person is a Murdika Osid. And after the davening, he approaches him with the daughter and does. He wants to take him for an aid. And it doesn't seem they got married. Later they met Rabbi Yossi, the Zohar HaKadosh, and Rabbi Yossi saw this bocher, and he told them the whole story. He did a very smart thing. This bocher has a muzik potential. About Kaponim, so Al Kaponim we see, but that was Mestame Bipnimis, Lavavi was aiming to become a godol, so Memele he had in himself this Indian of Lishadol here was Lichpoit, Lishmoy HaKadosh, and Belovu, he should run. So now let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Shaniyas Omein Yehesh Mei Rabba U'mitzvah G'day Lamoy. It's a tremendous mitzvah. Omein Yehesh Mei Rabba Odev Tvei Mekedusha Moedim. It's more choshev than Kedusha Moedim. Lachain, therefore, so now if we have the Mishkol, how to weigh the chashivas of Omein Yehesh Mei Rabba in Kedusha, and Moedim, Therefore, Bekehilas Gedolis, Ba'azorah Sheyesh Kamba Minyan. There's a whole bunch of shtiblach, and he doesn't know which shtibl he should go into. If he hears both, one shtibl says Kaddish, others is saying Yehesh Mei Rabba, Yehesh Mei Rabba, because this is more chashiv. So he should answer Amin Yehesh Mei Rabba. Because it's more chashiv, so one should do the more chashiv mitzvah. Im yesh lefonav shtei botei kneisiyos ke'echot. Be'echot megiv no. What if a person has two shuls? The shah was, which shul should he enter? Be'echot megiv lekadish achish meinesre. Now, one shul, if he comes in, he's going to make it by the Kaddish after Shmeinesri, and then he'll say, I'm in Yesh Meirab. Well, Be'echod Magim L'Kedusha, the second minion there behind, so he'll hear Kedusha. So then, Yelech V'yam L'Kedusha, she go into the second minion, Kisham Yishma Gamkein HaKaddish Shulach HaShmeinesri. So he should go into the second shul, because then he'll hear both. He'll hear Kedusha, and he'll hear Amen Yesh Meirab. Now, also lahavsig be'emtza Amen Yesh Meirab, k'shishemeya Kedusha. Now, if a person is in the middle of Amen Yesh Meirab, and he hears from another minion, Kaddish, Kaddish, so, like this, if he'd be in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra or something, or a fellow in the middle of Birchas Kirishme, he answers Kodesh. I told him, okay, Lashim HaKodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. He answers Kodesh. He answers in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra, in the middle of Birchas Kirishme. Here, I'm in the middle of Amin Yehish Mei Rabbe. So Yehish Mei Rabbe, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. I say this, he says, Chas V'Sholem, you shouldn't say it. Because Yehish Mei Rabbe is a much greater Shvach than Kodesh. So I'm in the middle of saying, I'm in Yesh Mei Rabba. So I should stop I'm in Yesh Mei Rabba and say, Kodesh. That's it. Now, Ulahepech, but what if it's the other way around? He says, Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. And then he hears another minion, Yesh Mei Rabba. So what should he do now? Should he end Kodesh? Or should he say, Yesh Mei Rabba? So this is a Chayodom. So look up the Chayodom. That's exactly what he says. Tzorachiyin. What the Tzorachiyin is, so he has two Tzodim over here. One side is, maybe he should say Yehesh Mei Rab in the middle of Kodesh. Maybe he shouldn't say Yehesh Mei Rab in the middle of Kodesh. So I thought, if this is the emes or not, I haven't the faintest idea, but I'd like to share it with the Olam. A yediyah, and perhaps we can compare this yediyah to this tzorachin of the Chayei Odom. There's a very interesting machloikis in the Ritva brings down in Shvuah Sa'idis, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. He brings down a machloikis as follows. The halacha is that there's a mitzvah on a dayan to Paskin. I mean, Dinei Torah is a mitzvah lishpoit. It's a mitzvah lishpoit. Now, let us say the dayan comes into the room and there's five Dinei Torah that are waiting to be done. Which Dinei Torah should he be done first? So this is enough in the Gemara. If one of the five is a Talmud Chochem, that is a tviyah to someone else. So, you don't ask who was here first. No. The Talmud Chochem is here. So you have five Din Torahs to Paskin. You take the Din Torah of the Talmud Chochem. Now, cover the Torah. Is it Talmud Torah? A Talmud Chochem here is a Din Torah. Of cover the Torah, the Dayan has to take his Din Torah first. That's enough in the Gemara. Now, the Ritva brings on a Shaila. What is like this? I'm in the middle of Din Torah Aleph. Then all of a sudden the door opens up and a Talmud Chochem comes in and someone else with a Din Torah. What do I do now? What do I do now? I'm in the middle of a Din Torah. So So the Maran HaLevi says, Rabbi Yisai, this is in Torah, we have to stop now. Talmud Chochem came in. I have to take care of his din Torah. This is covered by Torah. And the mailer, so I start. I will, after I finish with him, we'll come back to you. This is what the Maran HaLevi says. And the Ritva says, all my Rebbes disagree with him. Because it's a klal oisik v'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. I mean, before you're starting to do a mitzvah, then there are dinik dimis bimantim. This covered up. But I'm in the middle of doing a mitzvah. And the din of oisik v'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah, starts with the second of bigger mitzvah. That's the din. Oisik v'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. So we hear for amachloikis, the ritve and the Maran HaLevi, if a person started a mitzvah and here we have this case. So the chayyim we have to understand the Maran HaLevi. The Maran HaLevi, I mean, the chayyim the ritva is right. It's a klal. It's a mitzvah. Potem in a mitzvah. You don't. I'm in the middle of shaking out in a veda, and the man comes at least. Sorry, it's a mitzvah. Potem in a mitzvah. So I mean. So what is pshat in the Maran HaLevi? So I once thought pshat in the Maran HaLevi is as follows. The klal of oisik b'mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah means, let's speak about the classical case. A person is shaking out an aveda. He built a mitzvah, that's a Shabbos aveda. He has to shake it out to make sure that it won't get spoiled. I'm doing a mitzvah. Now another man comes and tells me, so the klal is, you're not allowed to, I'm doing a mitzvah now. I'm not allowed to stop this mitzvah to do a different mitzvah. Don't make cheshbonos, he has to marry you. I'm doing this mitzvah, you don't start measuring. Oisik the mitzvah, potem in the mitzvah. That's what the Ritva said. So over here, we're talking about the middle of a din Torah, in the middle of a mitzvah, paskening, and now Talmud Chochem comes in. Sorry. Oisik the mitzvah, potem in the mitzvah. Could be the Maran HaLevi held. Oisik mitzvah, potem in the mitzvah means you have no right to leave the first mitzvah to do a second mitzvah. I mean, Oisik mitzvah says Shabbos Abed. Now I'm going to stop this mitzvah in the middle and do another mitzvah from Tzedakah. I'm sorry. You don't leave a mitzvah. But over here, I'm in the middle of the mitzvah of Mishpat. I'm not leaving the mitzvah of Mishpat. By taking his din Torah, I'm doing the same mitzvah. I'm doing right to the mitzvah of Mishpat. I'm not doing a different mitzvah. I'm doing the same mitzvah of Mishpat. But this mitzvah is covered a Torah. If I'll do this mitzvah, it's covered a Torah. So that means if Lemaise, you are not leaving the mitzvah and continuing doing the same mitzvah, and the Oifen Mehuda, so there the Maran HaLevi says, then forget, then you do it. So it could be that's a machlokes the Maran HaLevi and the Ritva. The Ritva doesn't sound like that. So it could be this is the suffix of the Chayei Odom. The Chayei Odom means like this. I'm in the middle of Kaddish. I'm in the middle of Kaddish. And now, so that's Niktashti B'Soich B'nai Yisrael. Now, Omen Yesh Merabe is also Niktashti B'Soich. It's bigger. It's bigger. That's true. It's bigger. But here it's the same mitzvah. But it's a more mehudadik mitzvah. So according to the Maran HaLevi, you say, Omen Yesh Merabah. So be Mekayim and Nikdash with Omen Yesh Merabah. You're not leaving the mitzvah of Nikdashti. I'm continuing the mitzvah of Nikdashti with a mehudadik oifen. And maybe the other time, the Ritva doesn't hold like that. So it could be that the tzorachin of the Chayodom. If this is true, Veisach Nishabal Kaponim, he didn't say anything, so perhaps it's Nitin Le'yama. But let's go a little further. V'yesh, now let's go further. Go. V'yesh lamay k'shayinim kaddish v'chol dovo shebekdusha. A person should stand when they're saying kaddish v'chol dovo shebekdusha. V'yesh lamay. Zot ha-Mishnah Berurah said, Kotten, Zayin Adachesh Yisayim Omen Yesh Meirabe. That means the Yikre Kaddish, it seems Omen Yesh Meirabe. So he should stand by that. V'yesh oimrim sheish lamet adom en shulach yisbos v'yimro omen. Till the milim ba'om avim. Ba'om you should stand till then. Yeah. That is v'chodav asher b'kedusha. V'yesh oimrim. So this is a remor. You should stand. V'yesh oimrim, others say, she'ein tzarech lamet. You don't have to stand. You don't have to stand. Elo, shekol kaddish shetfosoi ma'omid, that means if I'm standing already, and now afterwards he says kaddish, so now the shayla is, may I sit down now? Or if you're standing, Rabbi, they're saying kaddish, now remain standing. So this is a shita of a maril. The maril says, not b'chuyv to stand up for kaddish. But if you were standing already, let's say he gives a marshal, k'goin la'acha halo. You just said halo. Halo, you have to stand. So I'm standing ready. Melech me'ula batish b'chuyv. I'm standing by halo. Now the kaddish, the chazan says, yizkad over yizkadish. So now I'm going to sit. No. If you're standing already, then you should remain standing. That's what the second day holds. But if you weren't standing, you weren't standing at all, after let's say Uva Letzien. So I was sitting by Uva Letzien. So Mamela, then he says Kaddish. So I don't have to stand. That means to stand Bedavke. To stand bedavke for kaddish, there's no chiv to stand. So this is amaril that is chaylik on this remor. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah. So what I do? I have a machloikis. So the Mishnah Berurah says v'yesh lochish l'divrei hamachmirim. One should be machmir. That means I'm not telling you who the loch is like. I mean, the maril says you don't have to sit, but it would be proper that one should stand up. V'yeshlimu et kal v'chayme me'egloi melech mo'yev sh'yanochi v'kom ma'atzmai melkisoi l'dvar Hashem koshkein anachno amoy. Amir the kemaisu with egloi melech mo'yev, which the whole thing was not true to begin with. The Navi came to him and told him, the Navi wanted to kill him. And so he got a private entrance to Egloin, and he wanted to kill him. But he was a very stout person, and he was sitting, he couldn't kill him. So he told him he has a nevuah, b'shem Hashem, to tell him, b'shem Hashem. And he mentioned that it would be proper if I'm a shliach from the Rebbein Shalom too, for you to stand. Look, I'm a shliach from the Rebbein Shalom. And Eglon understood this, and he stood up. And so Memele, Gavuchad is a Moiradik Medrash. The Medrash says that Eglon was Zeche, that a descendant of his, was Shlomo HaMelech. Came out from Eglon, and the descendant is was Shlomo. So the Medrash says, you stood up for your kisei, l'kvoid me, you will have a descendant, Shlomo HaMelech, that will sit al kisei Hashem. That's al kaponim, that's the midah keneged midah that he was zeiche. So al kaponim, we see, be'eglon melech moivshe yonochi v'kom me'atzmi malkisei l'dvar Hashem, he understood it's the proper covet that if advar Hashem is being related, so one should stand up l'kvaydoi kol shkein anachnu amay. So me'mele, so between you and me, I'm telling you, you go with the letter of the law, you have others hold, you're mechuyiv to stand on hold, you're not mechuyiv to sit, but the Mishnah Berurah says Zicha would be a proper Inyan, Yohalocha, Nisha Halocha, it would be proper to be like the Machmir. You see how a Goy understood this. But so far, we have over here the Rabbah one way and the Maril another way, and he says what would be proper to do. Uba Kavonis, he said. Now he says we have another authority that speaks about the Shaila. The Kisvei Ari. In the case of Ari, it says, Sharizal ho yonoyik b'chola kadeshim shalacha amide tishachis mincha ma'irif ho yonisha oimet. So far it seems that Arizal held like the Maril. That means the kadeshim, he was standing already, so he remained standing. V'shel tiskabu v'shel chazor ha-sefer teure o'yo'oyne v'achekach o'yo yoyshev. Now, the shelter, this is very unclear. Suppose it means by kaddish tiskabu, that's what he's in shel tiskabu. So, and it means to say that by Kaddish Tiskabel he stood Kaddish Tiskabel even though he wasn't standing there for some reason. Kaddish Tiskabel, he stood till Omen Yeshmei Rab and then he sat down. Bishal Chazon v'Sayi v'Toyre, if not, it was a Kaddish there also, Hayoi Nevachkach, Hayoi Yoyshi. Fine, so this is Epis. We have here the Maril, but Arizal was Moisev, these two in Yonim, Kaddish Tiskabu, v'Shal Chazon v'Sayi v'Toyre. U'Bekaddish Arvish Shal Shabbos, now L'Chayre is speaking about the other places at Kaddish before Baruch Hu, by Meire. L'anoigim lehem ha-kaddish k'edem b'orchu, gam ken yesh oimrim sheyesh l'amit. Now, what is pshat over here? So, others say that this was so the Piskei Tshuvos brings down there was an Indian that right before b'orchu you should stand because we get the Nefesh Yisera. We get the Nefesh Yisera then, so therefore it is proper to stand. So if you're standing there ready, then you say Kaddish. So that's also called that I'm Oymed Ba'amide. So that is this reason why, that's why this Kaddish Kaidem Boruch Hu. That means during the week I'll say Kaddish Kaidem Boruch Hu, so there's no reason to stand according to the Riza. But over here, this Kaddish Kaidem Boruch Hu, the Indian is because then you stand because you mekabel the nefesh yisera right before Boruch Hu, you mekabel Shabbos from a mele, so you're standing already, so therefore you should remain standing. Let us go a little further. There's no chiv. Yeah, I mean that was the chiv of the mishabula. It would be proper to do it. We have a about kapon meikar adin. My choice is no chiv to stand up. He's not machriya, he's telling you it's advisable. Yeshlochush means he's not telling you what to do, it would be advisable. That's right. He's not it's a good tzach. But then I mean the spice came to the whole mitzvah. Fine. Now let us go a little further into the more.
And then some people are either. Some of that, because the extra scripture, you have to stand for a whole. I mean, going on and I'm so clear with Borku, I have seen some person told that you have to set up. In the book, the fact that they're trapping down, that they
stand. Yeah, that's some of this Maril, because the Ramah made everything together. He made a kugel. He said, Kaddish, Kedusha, Borku. He said, The Ramah said this. Agov Yeshlam Shem with Kaddish V'chol Dov Hashem B'Kedusha. V'chol Dov Hashem B'Kedusha. Yeah, okay. No, no. Yes, I'm saying Tarech Lamed. Yeah. So he brings it down over here. Just 1 second. Am I there? Yeah. The others bring down a shaila if he was there. According to the Arizal, if you're standing already, that means what happens if a Talmud Chochem passes by a Zokin. So you stand up for him. Now, he's got over his Kaddish. So... you're standing already. That's this thing. Just 1 second. Oh, here he brings down Bochu v'kaddish t'leil Shabbos not the nefesh. The Shom hu kabbalos haruach, the Shom yisayr the Shabbos kodesh. That's where you're standing already. Yeah. Okay. So weiter, it says over here. Now, Misha bala beis haknesses. A person comes into shul. Vishemeya hakoil oinen kaddish, oinemon. They're saying, Yeheshme Rabbe. He didn't hear anything from the shas. So he says also, Yeheshme Rabbe. Avapish loisham ashliach tzibo shame yiskadu. The gamma shliach tzibo, so chloima, he said, the imru omen, and then they say Yeheshme Rabbe, and then shliach tzibo also says, Yeheshme Rabbe. Ushamashil yiskadu. Before they say Kaddish, it's like about the Yidlo no Kayach Hashem, Sacher Rachmecho. We'll see. We don't pass them like this. Now, let us see the Mishnah Berure. Ay Neimon, Afilim Bo Beis Gemar Anis Omen Yehesh Mei Rabbe. There after, in the middle of Yehesh Mei Rabbe, Tahainu Shoimrim Mavorach, the after Mavorach, and he comes in, Chedayme, so, but they're still in the middle of saying the Shema of Yehesh Mei Rabbo. After Mavorach, V'loch Yehme Yehesh Mei Rabbo, L'Yehme Omein. The Omein koel Yiskadu the Shliach Tzibo. He didn't hear that. He came in, he didn't hear the Shliach Tzibo at all. The Omein is the Yiskadu, so those who heard the Yiskadu say Omein, and then they say Yehesh Mei Rabbo. But he came in the middle of Yehesh Mei Rabbo, he doesn't answer Amen. So he doesn't answer Amen. So he says Yehesh Mei Rabbo. Yeah. Amen. Well, he's got to say Tzibba. But Yehesh Mei Rabbo, Shemach Papay Nafshayu. Chen Lini Kedushe. Im Bo Koidem Sheish Limu. Muta Loi Marimot. So the... He didn't hear in the Kaddish, Nagdishach, Abal Kaponim, that they're saying Kaddish Kaddish, so he answers with that. Yeah. V'imbo ba'esh ro'iva tzibo oibrim omen yeish mei rabba. That means the tzibo is not up to mavor. The others are saying omen yeish mei rabba, so then he can say omen also. Im yochel ozu lechavim dati b'ni yisomen shiz boinen, Al mehu aine kenyuni is daiti, so he then can say Amen Yehesh Mei Rabbe. Uchshe Maschu, then it says, before you start, you say, V'akto yidlo no koyach Hashem, and koy mekoydim sheyizchu, you should say this before the Shad says Kaddish. Sho Hashem achaz ni yizkadu, so shmai berishtek, mo berei simen kuf chofay. But the tzorech lahazin, you have to listen, ulohavin ma shayme ha-shliach tzit. So when the Shatz is saying Kaddish, forget about it. Don't say anything. Just listen what he has to say and then to answer. Ba'ata Yigdal, Abba Kaponim, the Ramah says, once you say Ba'ata Yigdal, Ba'riza Lehoi Reitzi Sheyemru, he'll get this Indian of Ba'ata Yigdal, no one should say before Kaddish. the mitat kemata imadam deva mishain name after kunim, it doesn't come from a philosophical source. Lachain ain't some amelos as I. So we have over here a remor that says you should say it. The Arizal says you shouldn't say it. So amelos or the Mishabu says lachain. So if it did be a hefsik, that means you're ben yishtabach liyotza, ben yishtabach liyotza, or bekadish ta'arvish, shu ben gula letfile, b'chol mokim she'osa lahavsik, even though the gula letfile is not so poshet, the kadish ta'arvish ben gula letfile, so it's also one should be mafsik lechatfile, so then one should zichinat say, v'ata yigdol no, because according to the reason behind Allah to say it, then it'll be a hefsek. It's in the Siddur, I think, that it says right before Kaddish.
What's the